What's this cottage cheese that you mentioned? Is that?
Oh, I don't really know all the different processes, you know, but I don't know what all they do.
Have you ever seen cottage cheese that was made at home?
No, I haven't.
And
I bet it'd be so good, though. Just have it fresh, good, raw milk, and then whatever you do to it, instead of trash you get in the grocery store.
That you do after milk to get the impurities out, you have to...
I don't know, not being a farm girl.
Well, if you were running something through a real fine cloth,
you should strain it.
Okay.
Oh, can we turn it off just a second?
Okay. Something maybe made out of peaches. It's kind of like a pie. It's got peaches in it and strips of dough.
The cobbler. Slurp.
Any other names for...
That's the only name I know of.
Do you ever hear of a family pie, or say it's made out of apple slump or deep apple pie?
I've heard, you know, the expression like a deep dish apple pie, but I don't really know what it is.
Okay.
Never made one.
Has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his
food.
And a sweet liquid that you could pour over pudding or pie, you'd call that a...
Or like a sauce.
And food taken between regular meals would be called...
A snack.
And you'd say, I was so thirsty, I what, 2 glasses of water?
I was so thirsty, I drank 2 glasses of water.
And you'd ask me, how much have you...
Drunk.
And you'd say, we certainly do... What, a lot of water?
Drink a lot.
Huh?
Drink.
And if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around the table, you tell them to go ahead and...
Eat.
Or they're standing up, you tell them to...
Oh, go ahead and sit down.
So you say, so then he... What, down?
Sat down.
You say no one else was standing because they had all... What, down?
They'd all... Sat down.
Okay.
I've been seated.
You want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to them. You tell them just go ahead and
help yourself.
So you say, so then he went ahead and what himself?
Helped himself.
You
or
say,
served himself.
I asked him to pass them over to me since he had already
helped himself.
And if you decide not to eat something, you say, no, thank you, I don't.
I don't want any.
Okay. And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been...
Reheated, or...
Okay. Any...
Or, you know, I refer to it as a leftover.
And you put food in your mouth, and then you begin to...
Chew it.
And you say, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat, and he couldn't...
Swallow it.
And what would you call peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you grow yourself?
I'd call them vegetables.
Huh?
I'd call them vegetables.
Okay, and you grow them in a...
Garden.
And something that it's a grain that people in China and Japan eat it a lot.
Oh, rice.
And something made out of ground up corn. It's a southern dish.
A ground up corn?
Uh-huh.
Oh, is that the grits or hominy or something?
What's the difference?
I don't know.
Do you eat those around here?
You know, we really don't. I mean, there may be other people in the area who do, but our family just has never served them.
Mm-hmm. And
but I think maybe the hominy is probably taking her plate to the kitchen. The hominy maybe is larger.
Uh-huh.
I think, in size.